With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. With warmer temperatures of summer come increases in certain cattle diseases, such as pink eye, that producers are going to have to deal with their herds. Often associated with increased fly pressure and other conditions that can irritate eyes, controlling pink eye can be a confounding challenge for some producers. Dr. Eric Moore says some cattle are more susceptible to pink eye than others.
So as we look at pink eye in herds in the summertime, we know that some cattle can be more susceptible than others. And cattle exposed to high fly concentrations, cattle exposed to trauma in high deep grasses, and cattle with white pigment around their eyes are more susceptible or will have a higher incidence of disease in your herd. So paying attention to controlling these critical factors and trying to manage what we can manage will be critical to preventing pink eye in your herd.
Andy explains the typical symptoms producers may notice in cattle with pink eye.
At first, you want to prevent the disease. When that fails, we move into treating the animal with a high-quality antibiotic, and an antibiotic like Neuromycin 300, which contains oxytetracycline, would be an excellent choice for treating those cases of pink eye. It's a long-acting, cost-effective antibiotic that is readily available in the marketplace for your use.
And if you need more information on pink eye, you're encouraged to contact your local veterinarian. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.